Welcome to the Life Settings Blogcast. Hey, I'm Josh, and this is my blog, Fight Club. Do you ever just want to pick a fight? You look at Facebook, and somebody you know has shared some political post that rubs you the wrong way. Now, you could ignore it, but instead, you flex your fingers, and you get to typing the perfect response. Someone at the store isn't wearing a face mask. It's your civic duty to set them right, right? Your spouse looks at you the wrong way after the day you had and the claws are coming out. Here's a little confession. I initially wrote this blog about Halloween, and I didn't do it out of love, but simply to pick a fight because I wanted to fight. Why is it that we are wound up so tight these days? Sure, there's plenty wrong with the world, but God is still God, right? Jesus still died for us and rose from the grave. The sun still rises in the east and sets in the west. But right now, everything seems like a powder keg. If, like me, you are coiled so tight that you can't remember your shoulders being not free, if you're grinding your teeth unconsciously all day and you don't even know why, I feel you. Here are some scriptures that I've been mulling over to try and get to that place where I truly trust God to be God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." Daniel chapter 10 verse 19 says, "Don't be afraid, for you are very precious to God. Peace, be encouraged, be strong." As he spoke these words to me, I suddenly felt stronger and said to him, "Please speak to me, my Lord, for you have strengthened me." And Isaiah 32 verse 17, "And this righteousness will bring peace. Yes, it will bring quietness and confidence forever." So next time you're ready to throw down, take a beat, breathe, pray. Let the power of the Holy Spirit direct you. Together we can be peacemakers instead of Royal Rumble champions.